to Patreon.
And welcome to your daily dose for today. Whatever day, who knows what day it is? I don't even know what day it is, but I'm gonna say today is the 25th. Thanks for joining me here live on the Patreon and Subscribestar. It's good to see you. Hail, hail. The gang's all here. Guys, thanks so much for joining me. No local celebrities in this group except for Sierra McDonald, but it is good to see everybody here. Sorry lately, dude. I've been pre-recording the shows. I like to do live streams, but for some reason, my computer is jacked. It's like everything runs but this jack, and it makes it hard to do live streams. So, but here we are. I'm going to try it today. Get in. Good morning, Swarm. Look who's joined us. Local celebrity Amy says, WTF. She actually did tinfoil hat today, and we'll see how that turns out because the powers that be were once again trying to silence this guy. I couldn't even get my Zoom going. You mentioned black nobility, and all of a sudden everybody starts going nuts in China. So, so here's how we are, dude. I'm very excited to have this next guy on. It was in Philadelphia, right, that we had met? Mm-hmm. This young man came in, this stunningly young man who looks like every Olympic swimmer from the 1920s. Okay, he joined us here today. He saw me at the show in Philadelphia, and he's here today. Please welcome Sean Ogley. Yes, Ogley. Depends on what
it's
part
the ritual
of Ogley. How are you, brother?
I'm all right, man. Yeah, that was a crazy weird kind of night you had there. You crushed it, and the audience was thin. It's the middle of COVID times.
What was it? Was it the Thursday show you went to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was literally the only every other show was almost packed out. That Thursday was not, and I don't know if it was you that said it, but somebody was like, dude, you have 1% of the population. And I was just like, based on this turnout, I don't believe that.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. It's, you know, people are afraid to go out, or even if they're not afraid, they have a spouse or something at home that makes them afraid to go out. And right after that, they shut things down again here in Philly, where we don't have bars anymore, indoor dining. It's cold outside. What is this outdoor dining nonsense?
I think people are waking up to like, okay, man, these people have too much power.
I hope they are, but
and there's no checks and balances. I think that's the thing that people are getting a little too starting to really open up, is that there is no checks and balances to any of this shit.
We have to go. I voted libertarian this time around. I've never done that. Most people view that as like hard right, but I like Spike Cohen's view. We need a bottoms up whole government. We can do it with this constitution. I think that we were more anarchistic in the early times than ever. You know, in the early.
Well, you know, death happened much more. Like what people are really afraid of is like igniting a revolution that leads to bloodshed on American soil.
Yeah,
people are like, we have it really good. And we don't want to – we're hoping that the powers that be will be like, okay, oh, we're not going to ruin this thing. You guys can have back this wonderful thing. But I just don't think it's going to – I think it's just going to get to the point where people are really going to get unfucking comfortable.
I think either it's all going for like the Georgia Guidestones thing, right, which is to reduce the population dramatically, or they really want to preserve numbers. I hope they want to preserve numbers.
It's a weird thing because, like, why would they want the U.S. population to be down to, like, there's one website they had at 50 million, right? But then who's going to fund all the wars? Where's all the tax money going to come from? Where's all the soldiers going to come from? How are you going to battle China if you're a globalist? I mean, like, you can act like you run China. Maybe the Jesuits are, in fact, in China and they're running that shit. I don't fucking know, but it just doesn't seem conducive to the overall plan. But then again, who knows? Like I said earlier,
they're willing to collapse the whole economy. The fact that they're like willing to like control the demolition of this economy shows to me that they're willing to reduce it to the size they want it to be, maybe, or something. But I'm not that far out. Like, I tend to step back as soon as I start going that crazy with my thinking. Because there does seem to be a rational edge throughout history. And there's also a complete continuum of conspiracy throughout history, too.
And, well, that's the whole thing. I just love this pushback against, like, the notion of conspiracy. It's like, how much shit has to happen before people go, okay, something is going on. There's
it's
something
just
going
planning. Right? It's just planning. It's not conspiracy. It's just planning. That's what they do.
Oh, I mean, but it's conspiracy in the sense, well, all conspiracy is two people conspiring to do something, right. Which in conspiring is a fancy word for planning. Okay. That's all it really is. Yeah. But yeah, man, so Johnny Woodard, everybody knows that giant fucking fuckhead on my show, who I love. He says that sports books are now paying out on Biden, which makes me laugh because there is a lot of shit going on with this election still. And I have money saying that Trump's going to win. I can't guarantee Trump's going to win, but yeah. I just think it's funny because, I mean, the amount of money bet on who's going to be president couldn't be so big. It can't be billions of dollars. It's got to be millions of dollars. And these very fucking rich cats can afford millions of dollars to pay out because it's all about getting everybody to believe that there is a fucking – that Joe Biden won, so that when it gets turned, everybody goes nuts. We were talking today with Amy, XG, Johnny. I think people have fucking riot fatigue. I think they fucking pushed it. I think this COVID shit's driving them nuts. I think they're trying to fucking stop the food. I think people are waking up to what's going on, and that's just me, my opinion.
I see like people doubling down one way, and that kind of leads us into the cult kind of thinking. And then you see people opening their mind. The people that are doubling down are going hard into the Democratic ways or the QAnon ways. I just really want people to – I wish more people would kind of like just step back and look at themselves for a moment before they start going – into like groups where they're fragmenting off of everybody else. It's hard to explain to me. It's like fragmentation is the root of like occult kind of or cultish thinking, I think. Do you know what I mean by that?
I do know what you mean, but what I'm talking about is this. I still don't understand why Q is so like put in with these Antifa people. Like, what has Q done that has driven everybody so crazy? Like, what is it?
People can't stand ideas. That's one thing. It's like people's minds do explode when they get an idea that they're not comfortable with, and that's always funny. I enjoy imagination. I enjoy exploring. It's, you know, like on your show, you let anybody say any idea, and that's really valuable. It's an important niche that a lot of people aren't willing to do, and if you don't do that, then who's going to do it?
Well, you know, my whole thing is like, I didn't know I was going to do it, but I am somewhat, and it wasn't done purposefully. It's just done. Very early, I said, you know, I'm going to let people talk. And that is kind of what Art Bell did. Art Bell let people just, you know, give people enough rope, let them hang each other. But very early, you know, one of my good friends is Eddie Bravo, and I would just see how people would talk to Eddie. And so I would have Eddie on my show early, and I just let him go. And I'm just like, I'm going to let this guy talk and not check everything he fucking says every 2 seconds. And then, you know, because the reality is, outside of flat Earth, right, and which I'm not going to say I'm against, okay, me and Eddie pretty much believe along the same lines on a lot of shit. Yeah. He's a little bit more in the Q than I am. My whole thing with Q is like, I don't understand what people are telling me so dangerous about it. And I understand, like, if you get into, like, teams, you know, people start breaking off into herds, and that can be deadly. But what is it that Q is so angry. Like, what have the Q people done? I mean, is there corruption from the DNC? Is there pedophilia? Is Hollywood have some very dark occultic shit? 100%. Is there massive sex trafficking by very high ups on both sides of the party? 100%. So I don't know what is this thing that Q has done that makes it so bad. And the biggest thing is that they don't call Q, they don't call Trump out as much as they would call out Hillary. Okay? I understand
There's
that.
There's a clear bias, definitely a clear bias toward the right with that. The right, Trump is the savior. And that's a kind of a disturbing thing. If Trump's our savior, we're surely in purgatory because that's
wild. Well, we're fucked. But yeah. What is it that, like, I could sit there and tell you that the things that I don't like about Trump, nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like giving Azerbaijan $100 million, which they turned around, bought weapons from Israel to use against Armenia to destabilize that region to start World War III, okay? The people in the Q and all this shit, I hate to tell everybody, and even not the Q people and the conspiracy ones, they're the only ones calling out Trump on Operation Warp Speed. They're the only ones calling him out on that. Even the fucking left barely calls him out on that shit.
Yeah.
His Zionism, who calls him out on that? The fucking conspiracy theorists, they call him out on that. So I'm just like kind of baffled.
It's just, persuading people of this stuff because it goes against Snopes. It's not in Snopes. It's not in Wikipedia. If it's in Wikipedia, it's a baseless conspiracy theory. It's always presented like that. So they set the table, and then we have to defend the position. It's always a
no.
Thing.
That's a great point. I talked about that the other day. I will make a shirt that says "local celebrity." By the way, I will make a shirt that says "local celebrity." So you brought up a very good point. You brought up a very good point, and I can't remember what you just said. What was the point you just said? Because I was thinking local celebrity, and I lost it. You brought it up.
You're managing.
Oh, okay. So you brought up how they set the table.
Yeah.
And we have to work from there, right. Which is exactly what I forget I was talking to somebody about. But it's like 9/11 is a great example. I mean, not 9/11, but also the Vegas shooting is a wonderful example of how the FBI sets – sets the table, okay, and we have to work back from that.
Right. It's always and through the media, of course. Yeah, a lone gunman up there. I don't know. I mean, so many of these things. I take it all in, and I try not to even come to a conclusion. I just because who am I to come to a conclusion about the truth in the first place? Like, you know, what's dangerous about Q. I think it's just the fact that you're presenting all that pedophilia out there. All that stuff's very hard for people to look at. And it actually, Pizzagate.
Okay, so what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying because I say this all the time, the truth is dangerous.
Yes, the truth is totally dangerous.
So Q, to me, because I really want to get what you're saying because I think we're on the same side. We're just saying it a little differently. You're saying it intelligently and I'm screaming it, but it's that it's like the information it's the information that is dangerous and not the concept that and that seems to be everyone's trying to demonize Q, but for me Q there's a lot of real shit in there. And you know, it's like Amy had some stuff to say about Q today that was very fucking interesting, okay? And I just think that the information is real. And the only thing that scares me is that a long time ago I said Q is either AI or Q is being done by elites and they're going to just reset the whole shit. Like they're going to destroy not just their institutions, meaning the two-party system, the mainstream media, the globalism, destroy all that, and also destroy all middle class businesses, anything that way the poor, and like that seems to be what's going on right now. So I'm very nervous about that part.
I'm super nervous about it. I think whatever shit's gonna go down probably after Christmas, at least. So enjoy the next couple months. That's my best advice.
Well, according to Amy, once again,
yeah,
some shit might go down in January. Here's the thing.
Dude. Yeah, that's when it's going
to... I mean, Amy dropped some bombs today. Dropped bombs. I mean, some real... By the way, guys, I'm thinking about shaving my head because I can't get away from this haircut. FYI. But she dropped some bombs, man. And I think it's very interesting. So my whole thing about Q is this. It's an information aggregate. It's just a way to get out information. I don't think it's meant to save anybody or do anything. I think a lot of things that get attributed to Q aren't said by Q, but people who follow Q. And we're living in an interesting time. And I'm sorry, dude. I said this earlier, and you've been hearing it a lot everywhere. If Joe Biden wins, the illusion of democracy is gone. And that's the scariest thing in the world, because even though it might be all theater, the illusion is the glue and the scotch tape keeping this whole thing together, that these masses believe that their vote matters. And for the elites to throw that out is very, very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
The voting systems have been rigged since Dr. Shiva explained it well, in a way that Jill Stein was talking about, in a way that others were talking about. But they never quite specified the way he did in his interview. And the way he continues to do in his tweets and everything. And it's like, these have been rigged since like 2000. The votes have been rigged at least since 2000. There's always been some kind of manipulation, but now they've had this system that they've been able to change all this time. That's the disturbing thing, that nobody wants to confront that part. Or the people that do are biased again. The way everything's presented to us, it's always splitting us apart rather than bringing us back together, which should be everybody's interest, is the integrity of our voting. It's bizarre. It's just bizarre that we're politicizing diseases. We're politicizing the climate. We're politicizing every single thing.
Pedophilia.
Yeah, we're pedophilia.
Politicizing pedophilia. Yeah. And that's very scary, dude. That's very scary. And that's done on purpose. And what's going on, it's like the people, like 16-year-olds should vote. It's like you are allowing people to live no life.
Yeah. I'm fine with 18.
What?
I'm fine with 18.
18, I think it should be older, but I would never tell anybody that they have to go to war and that they can't vote on the war. So,
because I was 18, I voted for Gore. That was the year. And so my entrance into voting has just been like, oh, this whole thing is a shit show every time.
Shit show, dude. It's a shit show. Well, what's really happened is like our leaders aren't afraid of us anymore. They've made us so docile.
No,
probably most likely through our food and just this stuff with fucking videos and porn and drugs. And, you know, they're just numbing us up with our id principles that we don't know that we're. And it's not till shit gets fucking weird, but people are going to have to fucking get to the streets, not in the way that these Antifa people are, but really get to the streets, man.
Yeah.
And then the question is going to be, what are the police and what are the military going to do?
Well, that's the thing. That's still the people. Those are still the people. Most of the people in the military would confront a situation in which they're turning against their own. And I think that would be a wave of defection, and you'd see an army split up, and the way this country works. Like, can you imagine civil war in L.A.? It'd be like Aleppo. There'd be no winning any territory. Just one little faction after the other. You'd have the valley of like.
What are they going to do to us? What they did to Russia, which would break us up into little pieces. Texas, its own country. The Northeast, its own country. The Southwest, its own country. The Northwest, its own. And that could be a very much a globalist thing, like they did to Iraq.
They would split up this wonderful collection of 50 states and turn it into like a China dominated place, a Europe dominated place, and Latin American dominated even. I'm sure that it would just be a spreading the buffet out for the world. Well, we can't let it happen, man. We can't let that happen.
I mean, if you break it all up, it's easier to conquer.
Yeah, you can't have the manifest destiny thing brought some really disgusting genocide across this land, but the fact that that's what happened to this country, and we have a coast-to-coast place. And that's what the whole, I went down to D.C. ahead of the election because I wanted to make sure I got to see it before it burned down. And the whole reflecting pool, Lincoln looking over that with the World War II memorial, I realized that this whole thing is like a ritual and protection to protect this coast-to-coast land that we have. And I admit that because I come from California, but I live out here now. I like driving across. I think there's a lot of people that would...
I think there's a lot of occult shit going on. I think it was Amy or somebody on my show was like, "What? There's actually a ceremony done with the incoming president to like bond him with some kind of deity."
I wouldn't doubt it.
Which scares the shit out of me.
We're vessels. We are vessels. They understand that we are vessels. If you, your ego is an illusion, and when you realize that, then you realize you're a vessel, and these things are possessing us. I think I feel like people in Philly are possessed, man. There's something crazy about this place. It has a rich history. It's been through a lot in the last like 50 years.
Isaac Weissab talks about it.
Yeah.
Isaac Weissab. Oh, and by the way, I just realized, Amy, you were actually the 400th episode. I timed it wrong. Amy, you were number 400. Isaac, which is Friday, is going to be number 401. So Amy was the big 4-0. It was a great episode too. Amy talked about, that's it right there. The Rising of Orion ceremony. It's just so fucking nuts, dude. It's just so nuts. The occult, that's the shit I love. And for some reason, YouTube doesn't give a shit if you talk about the occult.
Really?
I don't know what it is, man. You pound on politicians, they get really angry. But you talk about the occult, they're like, yeah, it's cool, whatever, dude. You know?
As long as you're just presenting the occult, but if you're saying politicians are part of the occult, then you get banned, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You can't make the connections.
You talk about the occult, they don't have they don't seem to have as much a problem with.
No.
It's like, fucking weird.
Yeah.
But it's like she was talking today about this group I need. I always thought the black nobility was the top, but according to Amy says, what the fuck? It is the white brotherhood. What? Which is so crazy because, of course, they've taken white brotherhood and demonize it into like white supremacist shit, when in reality, it's this very super high level of people that I don't think anyone even knows who it is.
No, of course, we don't know who any of these people are. Either that or they're right in front of us. I don't know. There's got to be some secret people that don't even turn up. Maybe they live in underground Antarctica or whatever. Whatever it is.
Such a weird life, man. Imagine running the occult world.
Yeah. That's some wild karma to be born into that shit.
It's so weird, dude.
Are you born into it? Or?
Born into it.
But there's people that... Yeah.
I mean, when we're talking like black nobility and we're talking white brotherhood, which I'm dying to learn more about, I think you're born into that. I don't think, unless you're like a super smoke show, and then like you get that, like you gotta be like beyond Victoria's Secret model to get into that fucking group. But
I think there's like a point too where anybody who makes a certain amount of money is like kind of lured in or groomed for it gradually. And I would be so nervous. I never really ever want to be. Have that kind of status. I don't even want to live in a world, frankly, where we have these mega celebrities, and nobody needs to be that influential. Like, we really ought to just be governing ourselves in our own communities. But
well, I mean, it's gonna have to get like that, and I think it is going that. I think the Great Awakening is coming, coming. I think we're moving into it. I think this is them trying to hold on to the last grip of power. It just is an I mean, dude, I love being a conspiracy theorist because I get to, I know what's going on and I get to watch the theater of everything. And then the people fall for the theater. It's right, it's like the people who believed wrestling was real forever.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when you're trying to talk about a subject and somebody's like talking about it from the obvious mainstream point of view, but you already presented the argument, right? They, people aren't even open to the idea that there's something else.
Or they're just goldfish, dude. And they don't remember the last time they were told all this shit.
I think that it's, we get trapped into this conflicting logic where we can't hold two competing thoughts. I was thinking about, as much as I have issues with Israel, I realize there's something that I have an issue with, the boycott, sanction, and divest movement. I was like, oh, I'm against sanctioning the shit out of Iranians. I'm against sanctioning the shit out of Venezuelans. Why would I be for this? It's weird that that's not the only thing. Things run across my mind every day.
Yeah. That is a great point. But I think that some people, well, I mean, Israel's a very tricky thing. And like, you know, I walk a very tight, tight rope on that. And, you know, I see Israel the way I see the United States. The Israelis are nice people. You know, every Israeli I've ever met is a fucking nice fucking person, dude. I'm not saying that everyone bats a thousand, but they're just nice people, man. And, you know, Judaism is great. I've had so many Jews in my life that are fucking wonderful people. And when you talk to some of these people that are like super anti-Zionist, and I understand that because Zionism to me is white supremacy. It's just that of the Jewish faith.
It's another cult.
But yeah. Most of Jews I know are like, they don't give, they're like, no, dude, I don't want to be a Zionist. It's a philosophy they have. And, you know, there's generational trauma passed down over and over and over again that make, you know, it's like, I've been told by Jewish people that like, you know, their parents and grandparents are like, have two children and then another one for those that were lost in the Holocaust. I mean, that's a lot of pressure on people. Inundated, bombarded since you were a kid with this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
How can't you not think when somebody does a joke about Jews that you're upset because you've been bombarded with this from the fucking start? So Jews are fine, man. It's like, it is of my belief that Israel is, the Israeli people are being brainwashed into a religious war by Jesuits. That is my belief. It is my 100% belief.
Yeah.
Because it's a land bridge. It's ancient Mesopotamia where there's a lot of ancient knowledge that these fucking occultists want to get rid of or keep to themselves.
Yeah. They want that area.
And it's a land bridge.
No matter what it is, like, I really am, I don't know. But whatever it is, the Jesuit stuff's fascinating. But, like, I don't know. I haven't done my own research in all this. But they definitely want that land. They want it so bad that they are going to, they're trying to make Japan multicultural.
Well, this is very interesting because, you know, I'm like, you know, a lot of people are freaking out about this, but someone brought up a really good point, and that is that Japanese men don't give a shit about sex anymore. They're like, they're too busy, like playing video games, and they just don't care anymore. And their population is dwindling. It's so old. So now they literally, guys, if you have an Asian fetish, it is the time to go to Japan because they're just begging for dick to come in, and because they need people. They're getting too old.
Has anybody really studied what they're really suffering from, a sexual drive issue? I've read this, but I'm not sure I understand why. Sometimes I just want to blame it on the radiation or something.
Like, it could be the radiation, but it also could be like, you know, it's like, it's just like, you know, it's like,
is they it just the culture? Want
to, it's just culture? Like, it's easier to find, you know, in a weird way, it's like video games are almost what like what terrorists get convinced of themselves. It's like their lives are so bad, they're convinced if they go blow them somebody up that they'll get this amazing life in the afterlife. So it's like you got these Japanese guys and they're just like, they play these video games and they're just like, I'm such a stud on this internet and I'm doing everything. And it's just like in my real life, I'm just not like, I'm just not killing it. And it's just maybe it's easier to get lost in their avatars. And here's another thing. Japan's way ahead of us in terms of technology. They trickle that shit down here so they can make a dollar on each moment. So they have some really innovative shit in Japan. So who knows what's going on with why they're doing. But yeah, dude, it's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's anytime you have a bunch of populated educated populations. So the Pacific Northwest has a declining birth rate. People don't have a bunch of kids. I attribute that to they're paying off their debts. They're more interested in their careers. They're trying to, they're very self-driven.
And they tend to overthink shit.
So
they think that they're bringing kids into hell.
Yeah.
That's like the world's going to shit.
Right.
Why would we do that?
The climate.
Okay? And there's also a little bit of materialism with people that, you know, are of a higher level, right? Because that, you know, they start to get like, oh man, I got this thing, this money. Oh, I got so much money. Now I can buy nice things, but now I want to buy nicer things. And like kids cost cash, dude.
Yeah.
Like a lot of money, man. A lot of money.
Yeah. And if you live anywhere on the West Coast where all the liberals live, then it's expensive as fuck. That's why I had to get out. I mean, that's one reason I wanted out. But man, I mean, I miss it a lot. I was looking forward to some holiday travel. Not going to happen. What are you going to do? Are you still shut down? You can't do anything in LA, right?
Yeah, no, dude, the truth is that the sheriff said they're not going to enforce it, but businesses themselves are closing themselves down. Like the Comedy Store shut itself down because everybody's so afraid of this fucking thing. And it's just like, it's super sad. It's super sad.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, is Jamie Staa here? Is it because it's her birthday? She's not here. No Jamie Staa tonight. Wow. She's out there celebrating her birthday. Damn. Happy birthday, Jamie Staa. Yeah, man. So we're living in interesting times. We really didn't get into any Scientology, dude.
Oh, but you're already done.
Yeah, dude. We're at 30 minutes, man. And Daddy's been just podcasting all the time, man. But I would like to do I mean, we could talk Scientology. I mean, like, your family was in it, they weren't in it, or what's going on?
We could, if leave a little hint, we could pick it up again later if you want. Yeah, I mean, my parents met out there in L.A. In the mid-70s at the church, you know, the big blue building there.
Yeah.
And so that's my karma, being born into that. And there's some good, there's a couple good things that came with it. A lot of complexities that have fucked me up, made me continue to unravel that stuff on and on through life. But we all got out, and that's probably the best thing to have come from.
It's interesting, man. A lot of people don't realize, and it's like Scientology, obviously, was started by L. Ron Hubbard. He was part of the group that started NASA. It is of my belief that NASA, Scientology, we're giving a big fucking, you know, push by the occult, the intelligence services, because to basically pay off these two guys because they were part of this giant con that is NASA. And that's my opinion.
Yeah.
And
whenever people ask me about that kind of stuff, I just go, I have no idea, because I'm with everybody else just reading that, hearing that kind of, that's the wildest stuff that's at the root of it, for sure. Man, I think sometimes I do wonder if just being born into it means that I've basically been born with an ankle bracelet on, like fucking in CIA files forever. I feel like I'm like a permanent experiment. Do you know what I mean? But that's just, that could be pure paranoia. But they also kept tabs on me at least through 2014. like literally calling me on the phone, getting my new addresses as I moved through life. So the fact that they do that means that they have a file, but how did they get tax exempt status? Like, is it really just because, like, in Going Clear, they talk about just waging lawsuits and lawsuits? The federal government can fight off a bunch of fucking lawsuits. Are you kidding me? They
I'm
can handle
them. Dude, it's one, they're a religious organization.
Yeah.
And two, L. Ron Hubbard was part of the occult that started some dark arts fucking NASA shit, dude. NASA.
What is the NASA connection? That's something I actually haven't. What is. Can you gestalt okay, that? So do you have that gestalt?
Okay, here's a joke. Have you heard my joke yet?
Probably.
A Scientologist, a Satanist, a Nazi, and a pedophile walk into a bar. What do?
They start NASA.
Invent NASA.
Yeah.
So you had Jack Parsons, the Satanist, L. Ron Hubbard, the Scientologist, Von Braun, the Nazi, and Walt Disney, the pedophile. They all came together, and they were the founding people of NASA.
But where is that story? Who tells that story the best? Like, who's the expert on that story?
I don't know if there's got to be. There's books where you can Google it all the time.
Patreon Jack people Parsons answer that.
And the Jack Parsons projects or the fucking rocket shit they started was kind of the early part of that. And L. Ron Hubbard ended up banging Jack Parsons' girl, and then he ODs or he kills himself. It's like, it's some crazy ass shit, but yeah. L. Ron Hubbard was a part of it, and L. Ron Hubbard was close with that other piece of shit that does what is the guy that we were talking about that is the big occult guy that I got in a fight with? Jamie Starr's back. Happy birthday, Jamie Starr. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Local celebrity Jamie Starr. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. So, yeah, he was a big part of that. So, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
He was part. Who's
and
that?
However, he died too. LRH, as we called him in the household. However, he died is shady as fuck. That dude. Miscavige is a Philly guy, too. I didn't quite realize that before.
Yeah, Aleister Crowley was the guy I was talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, Crowley. Right.
And by the way, Aleister Crowley hit up Jack Parsons, was like, dude, watch out for a fucking L. Ron Hubbard. He's right. A scumbag.
Yeah. Goddamn. Yeah, man, it's crazy that we had a picture of him on the bookshelf. It's so weird to be.
My dad had Dianetics at home. I thought it was
that was the entry point. You know, that's what got everybody lured in, you know. And then it's just incremental. Anytime you join a cult, it's incremental. The first thing makes sense. Oh, yeah, it makes some sense. And then one thing after the next.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Sierra. Go on.
Yeah, one thing after the next, you're hooked in. And that's how my parents got locked into it for so long, you know. Thankfully, myself and my sister grew up and were like, no, we're not part of this, and here's why you shouldn't be.
They have something out in Ontario, California. They have a base there, and they think that they kidnap homeless people and take them out there.
And then what? Oh, to the Sea Org? To work the Sea Org?
There's also a theory that they're breeding Scientologists out there. They're making more Scientologists. And the thing about Scientology in Hollywood is, like, I have another joke. I go, if you want to make it in Hollywood, you got to join one of four groups, one of a couple groups. I go Scientology, Jewish, gay mafia, or AA. And I go, or a cult. You got to be in the occults. And I go, and if you're in all of them, your name is Tom Cruise. So people have to join one of these groups to tend to blow up. And
yeah,
you know, people come to LA, and if you see the Scientologists, man, there's, I know the really good looking ones end up becoming celebrities and shit, but a lot of them you see walk around, they just look like they just want to be a part of something. They just want to be a part of something.
Yeah.
And some of them tell them they're going to be okay and they're going to do well, and you know, and everything's going to be all right.
I've known a lot of people I mean, a handful of people over the years, mostly out of Portland, but I grew up in Santa Barbara. So I've known a lot of people that go to L.A. It's just they become famous. Then others that don't. I mean, it's just another one of those places you flock to, like New York, and either you flop or you join a cult and you get famous.
Well, here's the thing, dude. If people really understood how much the odds are stacked against them, if they the more I do this, the longer I've been in town, I'm done with Hollywood. I couldn't give a fuck. I don't know if you guys saw Dave Chappelle's little thing he put out about what Comedy Central did to him and how that's kind of art. I've been through that a ton of times. I mean, the amount of times Comedy Central fucked me is unbelievable. But, you know.
It's a mean bitch, Hollywood, man.
It is. I mean, but here's the thing. I thrived in the business of comedy. I just didn't thrive in show business.
Yeah. You're a hustler. You are a hustler by spirit, right? That's my observation.
Dude, I got blackballed basically from Hollywood in the year 2000. And at the time, it was devastating. It led me to a lot of drinking and drugs, which I thoroughly enjoyed during that time. Right. There was a lot of coke fucking going on. And I always say I was trying to set a high score in a game nobody else was playing, right? And but I wouldn't change it for anything, dog. Yeah. Those years were great. And, you know, but I went in a really dark place, but I always had to learn to hustle. I nobody ever got me. Even people who I knew liked me still thought there were guys, people were like, dude, that guy's fucking weird. Or I got told by people who I love to death. I played their comedy club. I recorded an album in their club and they were like, you weren't really that funny back in the day. Like, we thought you were an alt comic. I'm like, I crushed this album in your fucking club. What are you talking about, dude? But I was ignored. But, man, over the last 4 or 5 years, man, my life has changed. You know, I started comedy at 22 years old. I probably didn't hit till I was 43 years old. Like, imagine how much you – like, and that was the only thing I was good at, and it took me 21 years, man. You know?
Yeah.
Man, and you're like, what the fuck?
My whole life has honestly been kind of a series of revolving doors. I tried stand-up comedy. I've been a musician, radio show host. I started a magazine. It's tough. It's fucking hard to do all of that, any of that kind of stuff. And I always did it the wrong way. And it's idiotic the way that I went about most of my ambitions.
Is that Bray? Is it Bray? Is it Bray? That's what they say nearly every motherfucking day.
But here's a question I wanted to ask you. Actually, do you feel like this year's been like an ego challenge? Like, do you feel like your ego's been challenged this year? Like you've been forced to kind of confront some karma or something like that?
Well, you know, I've had two baby girls.
Yeah, that's that.
The mother, who I care for very much, love, I've said she is a magnifier of my past and my demons. Mm. Meaning that the things, my demons in the past, I've had to deal with them being magnified in the sense that, you know, things that happened in the past, I got to clean my fucking street up. So, you know, and I care about her. I mean, the only thing that matters to me are my kids. You know, I love them so much. And they're like 10 months old now. So they're like, they're in this like lovable, like they just are starting to now like be lovable. They're like little people and they're checking shit out. It's like such an amazing thing, you know. You know, it's like, so I've had to deal with a lot of shit, right?
Yeah.
And here we go. Look at this. My fucking thing is messing up. Yeah. Something I think the powers that be know that I'm recording here and they're just fucking with my shit. They just did it out of nowhere, dude.
They know they got a Scientologist on board and they're gonna this is a bad combination. We can't let these two connect here.
Yeah, dude. They did it today. I've been recording forever. Amy, what the fuck's on? And they just can't fucking look at me. I'm dragging. So yeah, they're on to us, right? They're on to I said the J word too, but I said it in loving terms. So real quick, Sean, would you like to tell them where they could find you?
Yeah, I'm slowly building up my little portfolio website, SeanOngley.com. That's Ongley. That's the name, Ongley, last name. And that's my Twitter handle, at Sean Ongley. If you feel like reaching out to me for any reason at all, go for it at that place.
Well, I appreciate you. Okay, it looks like we're someone else, but starting to do it again.
Well,
I appreciate you, Sean. We're going to get a little bit more into it. I love all the swarm from here. Whoa. Again. Man, happy birthday to Jamie Stott. Such a wonderful time. And thank you to everybody. Now, I have to sit with Jimmy Lip when I have a moment and get this Discord going for the masses. But, Jimmy, what I want to do is have a Discord just for the Patreon by itself, and then a regular Discord for all the Swarm, because I think once the Swarm shows up on the Discord, they're going to fuck with it. So I don't want to fuck with your guys' shit. Hey, Tony Montana, you're a little late because the show's over. I love you guys very much. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Sam, bye. Thanks for having me, Sam.